Okay, State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer, host of the other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports. Yeah, and yes, we cover all things K-State sports. Not just two, not just one. We cover all things Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Prior to the game last night, I think recording this has been busy evening here on this Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2023. I'm recording this after a busy evening worth of activities. Last night, of course, Marquise Noel breaking the single regular season mark of assists in a season by Steve Henson last night. He sits all alone, and it's only going to get bigger as the season continues. Saturday, or prior to that, he was named. Again, not in order, just like Gabby Gregory last week. He was named for around the top 10 candidate for the Bob Cousy Award for 2023. And this was back actually on Monday. So I'm recording this on Wednesday. This was on back on Monday. Marquise Noel, what a turnaround from 2022. We have said it all year long and watched this Mr. New York City grow into the leader that he is. Not that he was already just one, but that really actually put those practices into work, especially here in 2022-23 season. And has the Cats still right there in the conversation for maybe a share of the Big 12 regular season title. Who knows? A possible run of the Big 12 tournament. Who knows? And as things are going right now, K-State's on the verge of sitting one win shy, right, of getting win number 20 of the season. So there's the way things are going right now, unless something drastic happens, K-State's lined up to get in the NCAA tournament. The men's team, talking about. not the women, unfortunately. But again, there's still a lot of basketball, and a lot of things can change between now any end of the regular season. This award, for those of you who don't know, Bob Cousy, this award consists of the top point guard in the NCAA Division I, named after the former Boston Celtic and Holy Cross, Holy Cross guard Bob Cousy, who was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame all the way back in 1971 on this list. And again, I probably should go ahead and say this now. Again, go back, listen to the Gabby Gregory episode from last weekend. She's right there for the Ann Myers Award as well. All the information's right there on that episode. Go back, vote, make K-State Nation do it. I am for the people of K-State Nation. Do it. Go vote. I'm about to announce. This is actually the same link as Gabby's. HoopHallAwards.com right now. After you listen to this, go vote for Marquise Noel. He is amongst the top 10. Again, this is not in order. The top 10, including, of course, Mike Miles Jr., who missed the game against K-State. You have Kendrick Davis of Memphis. Anton Davis of Detroit, there he is again. But hey, Marquise Noel had kind of erased all that for this year. Marquette, Tyler Collett, Oral Roberts, Max Abbas, Xavier Soli Boom, UCLA's Tiger Campbell, and Penn State's Jalen Pickett. Again, that's not an entire order. That's not the order. So it could be another order. It's top 10 candidate, and I would assume the same format will follow the women, which Gabby is in right now. They'll put the top five in. They'll shrink it to the top five, and by then, that's going to be it. And, of course, Noel's with Keontae Johnson for the Oscar Robertson Trophy as well. And both of them are with the John R. Wooden Award as well. So definitely he's right there in the mix. We'll definitely give you a shout, though. But definitely, though, go vote on HoopHallAwards.com. Van Vort. Oh, my goodness. fan voting for this award actually starts on Friday, actually. So, actually, I might post this out on Friday, actually, now, since I looked at it. So, all the voting, when you hear this, this will go up on the same day voting opens. Do it! February 10th, HoopHallAwards.com. Yes, HoopHallAwards.com. I don't want to get it wrong. Hoop Hall, it's all lowercase. HoopHallAwards.com. Vote for Marquise Noel. Vote for Mr. New York City on Twitter. That's his, Noel's handle there. That's why we've been saying it, because, hey, he deserves it. Definitely go vote for Marquise. Get him in there for sure. But he's one of the candidates right now for the Bob Cousy Award. Do it. Vote right now. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you find your podcast, folks. If you're new, those of you new to the podcast, if you find the Pro Project Podcast, you're just listening to it for the first time, welcome on board of the show. Hope you like it. You love what you listen to. If you do, make sure you do subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. We cover. If you look in our archives, we cover all things K-State, from football to defending Big 12 champs. I have forgot to mention that. The Big 12 champions in football, K-State. Their schedule just came out last week. The new schedule, 2023 fall schedule, came out. I mentioned Gabby Gregory. We talked about that last week. Go check that out. Women's golf coming up with a top 10 performance. Check that out. Do it. Do it right now. Subscribe. Do the thing that you do. Spread it. Spread the words to your K-State friends, students, athletes. Hey, where you can. If you're outside of city of Manhattan, Kansas, like a Kansas City, Fort Worth, San Diego, do it. Spread the word. Alex, I'm going to be checking on Alex here on this upcoming weekly edition. He said he wanted to chat. The former K-State president was out there last week, so he wanted to chat us up, pep us up. He better have done it. The Robotic Podcast will call you out right now, Alex. You better do it. So definitely make sure you check us out. And then go back, download episode 143. And same day when this comes out, episode 144 will drop later that evening. So definitely this will come out on a day when fan vote will open. So yes, so do it right now. K-State, one win away from 20 wins. We haven't said that for the men's K-State men's basketball in a few years there as well. So very excited on direction. Really all year long, the unpredictability of this men's basketball team, they've really come together. Yes, we hit a little low there with a 3-game losing streak, but we bounced TCU the other night, and now, or I'll say it's the last night as we're recording this podcast here, about to wrap up this busy Wednesday evening, and now we look our eyes towards Lubbock. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. It's in the books. Eddie Greer, go Cats!